So, do you enjoy DJ Screw's mixes?
Absolutely. I love screw music. And it really took me leaving Houston to love screw in the first place, because growing up here, I hear screw every day. Like they were like friends of mine, where I would try to borrow a brand new album from them and they'd only have the screwed version. I'd be like, oh man, you ain't got the regular speed. I'm trying to hear the words, you know? Screw was like nothing to me. Screw was like some water, like it's just there. But when I first left Texas in 08, I kind of noticed that, like,
where'd you go?
damn, Houston is where I went to Atlanta. That was the first time I ever left Texas ever. And I started to notice that, wow, like, you know, screwed and chopped music is kind of weird to people, and it's something special. It's not just your regular everyday rap music. So I kind of started to have a different appreciation for it. And I always liked it. I listened to screw stuff, especially back in high school. But I didn't find it as crazy special until I left, or until I started talking to like people that were not from here. You know what I mean? Or even talking to people that were from here that just weren't like regular rap heads. Like when I first went to high school, that was the first time that I went to a school that wasn't just an all-black school. So I was meeting like these white kids and stuff that were really interested in like screw and like Houston rap. And they were like obsessed about it. They were like nerds about it. They knew everything. They knew when the records came out. They know what studios they made them in. And I'm just like, man, this is just some regular shit. What are y'all geeking out about? So it was from checking out their fascination with it that I kind of started to feel that maybe it's a little more special than the norm. And then when I left Texas, when I was really like, whoa, like we have something unlike anywhere else in the world.